Let the words of our mouths and the meditation of our hearts be always acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer.
Amen. Amen.
People often want to have a title to a sermon affixed to the top of this glossy page. I thought of one on this All Saints Sunday. You don't have to be an angel to be a saint. You don't have to be an angel to be a saint. John Donne, a 16th century Anglican divine and great poet, wrote a comforting thought for us on this All Saints Sunday. He wrote, "The best knowledge that we have of God here, even by faith, is rather that God knows us more than we know him." This thought is backed up by an equally powerful thought of Thomas a Kempis about being perfect. He wrote, "All perfection in this life is accompanied by a measure of imperfection, and all our knowledge contains an element of obscurity." That too should be a comfort to us in all our striving and goal setting to be saints. A preface for All Saints Day reads, and I quote, "Around your throne, the saints, our brothers and sisters, sing your praise forever. Their glory fills us with joy, and their communion with us in your church gives us inspiration and strength as we hasten on our pilgrimage of faith, eager to meet them." Since the early centuries of the church, the liturgical calendar has reserved one day to honor collectively all the saints, both those officially recognized and those known only to God. We are sure and reminded today that the true company of saints, including you and me, is far more numerous than the list of those remembered in our calendar of the saints. There are many among us saints who form part of the great cloud of witnesses surrounding us with their faith and courage, and as a familiar hymn about the saints remind us that the saints of God are just like folk you and me, and I mean to be one too. This collective feast, All Saints Sunday, is an occasion to acknowledge the varieties and the depth of holiness. Though the saints are diverse in personalities and particular achievements, they are not formed from any one particular mold. Some are renowned for contemplation or martyrdom, for deep intellect and spiritual giftedness, and others are known for action. Some played a public role while others spent lives less dramatic in quiet obscurity. Some demonstrated the vitality of ancient traditions while others were pioneers charting new possibilities and opportunities. So the Feast of All Saints does not honor just a select company of God's favorites or immortals who are far removed from the realm of human need and personality. There is as well room for us in this great parade on this wonderful day, on the path to holiness and devotion to God that lies within the reach of our individual circumstances and needs, that engages our talents and temperaments, that overcomes our weaknesses and imperfections, and empowers our strength just as well. Thus, sainthood is not exclusively about miracles, definitions, titles, legal procedures. We are all called to be saints, for a saint is a human being, a person who lives the Christian life as fully as possible. Our prayer book catechism reads that the communion of saints is the whole family of God, the living and the dead, those whom we love and those whom we hurt, bound together in Christ by sacrament, prayer, and praise. Thus, this festival is not just about Mary or Peter or John, or about ordinary, blessed believers like you and me, rather. Throughout this world, redeemed by God, empowered by God, from every generation, every tribe and nation, as our first reading from Revelation affirms. The saints of All Saints Day are not just the people whose service to God has been outstanding. We know we can't all be like Paul, the first theologian, or Stephen, the first martyr, or a great mystic like Teresa of Avila, or St. Francis. But you and I can be included in the great parade of personalities journeying on the King's Highway over the course of time for which Christ was willing to be betrayed, crucified, and died, and rose from us in a victory he's willing to share with each one of us. Thus, you and I can be part of the crowd of witnesses who carry on the faith in our lifetime, who have been endued with gifts from the Holy Spirit for ministry and mission and stewardship, sent out to do the work of Christ in our lifetime. Well, it seems then that you don't have to be a somebody or a bigwig in this world. We certainly are never, by God's grace, a nobody. So perhaps we should rename this Sunday from All Saints Day to Nobody is a Nobody Sunday. Or perhaps better, Everybody is a Somebody Sunday. Isn't that sounds positive? For All Saints Sunday is our Sunday too. I noticed this morning when I got here early this morning that there are sunflowers in the beautiful arrangements, and I close with a thought about sunflowers. How relevant can one get? This is a wonderful short little poem entitled Saints Are Not Born to It. Saints are not born to it, except most rarely. Nor by default do they come to God, having no other choice. But rather, like sunflowers growing outside my door, do they grow and turn, following the course of God, with upturned faces, growing each day, taller, stronger, more resistant to the wind, to the world, and even in the times without sun, they wait, turn toward dawn, knowing the promise of light. In their holy simplicity, the saints of God remember what I forget too easily, that having found the sun, the source of life, just once, all other light, however strong, is not enough. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.